Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. Before the mountains were born, for you brought forth the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and was and who is to come, the Almighty. Isaiah 26 verse 4. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord, the Lord, is the rock eternal. 2 Peter 3 verse 8. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Psalm 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Let me pray, and then we're going to think together about God. Well done. You don't leave those up there, do you? No. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your word that we just read together a few moments ago and found in the Bible. And we pray, Lord, that you will open our hearts and minds to understand what some of those verses mean, what they tell us about you, and how wonderful those truths are. Amen. Now, I wonder, we began, didn't we, with... we began by me losing the microphone. Aha! There we are. We began by thinking about some children, their beginnings. I wonder, what is the first thing that you remember in your life? What's the first thing you remember in your life? Can you think? Any children, what's the first thing, Elijah, that you can remember in your life? The earliest memory.
My first word.
Your first word. What was your first word, do you remember?
Cake.
Cake. That's a good first word. The second was probably more cake. I was going to ask... May, perhaps what was her, the earliest thing she can remember? May, what's the earliest thing? What's your earliest memory? Can you think of your earliest memory? May is 99, soon to be 100 in July. So May, what is the earliest memory you can recall?
Going to school.
Going to school. Fantastic. Do you know, it's very hard to remember things really beyond about 4 or 5. Not many of us can. My earliest memory, I think, is going for a picnic in East Dean. I still remember that long metal slide in East Dean. We'd go there with our family. I think that was where that picture may have been taken earlier. But we have these memories, don't we, of our beginnings. You might not remember when you were born, but your mum and dad definitely remember that day because you were loved from the beginning. And even though you don't remember it, your family probably have pictures of that day, probably similar to that baby up there. Do you know, our lives are like a piece of string. A piece of string has a beginning and it has an end. And some of our lives, if how long our lives are, as it were, a length of a piece of string, some of our lives, like May's, would be very, very long indeed, because she's lived a very long time. But our lives have a beginning and they have an end. But you know, God is different to us because God is uncreated. God is self-existent. It means that God never had a beginning, and God also has no end. So instead of like a piece of string with a beginning and an end, God is if you like, a bit more like this rope here, which doesn't have a beginning or an end. The rope goes off and it goes round the back, and just imagine it goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And there is no beginning to this side and there's no end to that side. It's God is eternal. God is eternal. We read from Psalm 90, verse 2, we read that God is from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. However long you go back that way, God has always been God. There was never a time when God began. And however long you go into the future, there's never a time when God will end. God is eternal. From everlasting, you are God. We read from Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, where we read, I am the Alpha and the Omega. The Alpha and the Omega was the beginning and the last letter of the Greek alphabet. He's saying, I'm the beginning and the end. Just look at what it says then. It says, the Lord God who is, who was, and who is to come. The Almighty. God is, he always was, and always will be. God is forever and ever and ever and ever and all the years you can think of. God is eternal. And Isaiah 26, which we read, says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. God is eternal. He is, if you like, timeless in his being. And the fact that he is eternal is amazing. But there's something else that's really mind-blowing about God being eternal. See, because God is eternal, he's actually above time itself. It means he sees all of time that's ever existed, as if it's always present before him. Let me explain to you what I mean. We read this verse, didn't we, from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. It says, do not forget this one thing, my dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. You see, because God is eternal, it means he's above time itself. It means any short time, like a day, seems to last forever to God. It lasts like 1,000 years. You know, a day for us, it comes today and then it's gone. Yeah? But for God, a day, it lasts like 1,000 years. It seems to last forever. It never ends from his perspective. And yet also an extremely long period of time, like 1,000 years, that for us just takes such a long time. Well, for God, 1,000 years is just like a day. It all never ceases to be present in his consciousness, just like it's just happened. See, God's eternal nature means he sees and knows all events, past, present, and future, equally clearly all the time. Whether it's the detailed lives of someone like Moses in the Bible, or Napoleon, or Florence Nightingale, or anyone from history, or any period of history, like it could be the events of the First World War or the Egyptian times. All of it, the whole lot, is as vividly and fully in God's consciousness, just as we are at this moment. An illustration or an analogy for this can never be perfect because it's just so mind-blowing, but just imagine this. There's a man called Wayne Grudem who's written a book about God. And he says we might think of it a bit like reading a novel or a story. I've got a story here that some of you children may have read. It says, We're Going on a Bear Hunt by Michael Rosen. It's a lovely book. But just imagine you read the book all the way through and then you get to the end of the book. You finish the book. And then we might quickly just flip back through the book. And in that brief moment, as we flick back through the book, we're kind of remembering the whole of the book. It's for that brief moment, it's in our mind. Yes, Scarlett? Yeah?
What's a bear hunt?
A bear hunt is a book. I'm going to let you read in a moment. I'm going to give you that to take back, okay? And you can have a look at that. It's a story about a family who go looking for a bear. And they go through some swishy, swashy grass. They go through some splashy, splishy, splashy, splashy rivers and so forth. It's fun. And then they find a bear and he sort of chases them back home. They do go into a tunnel. You take that back and you can have a look at that. Go on. But just for a brief moment, when you get to the end of the book, just for a brief moment, you can just flick back and you've got all of it in your mind. In a small way, that's just a bit of what is always before God's mind. Every moment that has ever been is always fully present before him because he is eternal. I mean, it's mind-blowing, isn't it? It's mind-blowing. Of course, this has personal implication because it means the whole of our lives are always before God in all their detail. That's incredible, astonishing, and it's also a bit troubling. Because it means God not only has our good moments permanently before him, but also our sins too. Could either a volunteer, someone who can come and stand here for me and hold a sign. Come on, Elijah. Actually, you're quite tall, so you can just stand. You can just stand on chair. You just stand facing this way and just hold this up in front of you. As God sees us, he always sees our sins permanently in front of him. Whatever we've done, we might forget sins of the past, but God never forgets any detail of our lives. Our sin is always before him, deserving his punishment. Can you see why it's so important that what we need more than anything else is to be forgiven? Because our sins remain before God forever. But God sent his son Jesus to save us from our sins. And Jesus came to take the punishment for all the wrong things we've done, for all those who trust in him, and bring them forgiveness. And it means when we say sorry to God, and when we trust in Jesus, instead of God always seeing our sins before him, instead he sees us as his forgiven people, always before him. The moment we trust in Jesus, God looks back at every moment of our life in history and every moment that is to come, and he sees us as forgiven, forgiven people. Jeremiah 31 says this. God says, I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sin no more. If God remembers their sin no more, it means he's giving us eternal forgiveness. Well done, Elijah. Go and have a seat. You can take that with you as well. Or drop it there. That's fine. So God gives us, the eternal God offers us eternal forgiveness. But not only that, through Jesus, we also get to share in God's eternity. Because he promises those who trust in him eternal life. That's what we read from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Not eternal life in exactly the same way that God is eternal, but eternal life in that our lives will go on with God forever and ever. Remember that piece of string I mentioned to you at the start. It reminds us that our life has a beginning and an end. Remember the piece of rope at the front, which reminds us of God, which has no beginning and no end. It just goes on and on and on and on. You know, when we put our trust in Jesus, our lives become joined to God. Our lives become joined to the eternal God. And now, although our lives have a beginning, do our lives now have an end? No. Because they're joined to the eternal God forever. So our life will go on forever with him, just by trusting in Jesus. God's people will live forever. Literally, the Bible says we will reign with him forever and ever. What a wonderful promise of God. You know, it's sad when happy moments in life come to an end. We get some lovely moments, don't we? I wonder if you like parties. I went to a lovely party last night, my niece's 21st birthday party. But the end of the evening came by and suddenly the party, very slowly wound to a halt. I did have to hold tight. But you know, parties sometimes scarlet like balloons go down. You can come and get it if you want. You can take that and blow that back up later. It's just down here. Sometimes illustrations you think are going to last 2 seconds last much longer, don't they? You can take that back. Give that to your mummy. That's it. Well done. Sometimes, you know, we go on lovely holidays, but holidays don't last, do they? Maybe you enjoy a nice game and then the game has to stop. But eternal life with God will never come to an end. It starts the moment we trust in Jesus and it goes on forever and ever, even beyond death. It means happiness for the Christian will be for eternity, because we will be with the eternal God and we will know. I'll show you afterwards. You get a special way of how you blow that up. You need a special little tube. But we, Scarlett, will live with God forever and ever if we trust in Jesus. And this is a big heart that represents love. And if we trust in the eternal God, we will know his eternal love for all eternity, forever and ever and ever. So I'm going to place this just under there to remind us of God's love. That will be forever for those who trust in him. And it says in Romans 8:38, it says, nothing at all can ever separate us from God's love because of what Christ Jesus, our Lord, has done. It's no wonder. Psalm 136, verse 1 says these words that we read earlier. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. It can only endure forever because he is eternal. And by trusting in him, we get to experience his eternal love. And if you've not come to know the eternal life, the eternal love that God has for you, please speak to me afterwards. Because today, through faith in Jesus, you can join your life to the eternal God and know his love forevermore. Let's pray together. Eternal God, sometimes it's hard to understand things about you because you're bigger than we can ever imagine. Help us to trust what you tell us about yourself. You are eternal, so we know you will never end. You've always been there and you always will be. Thank you that we can live in heaven eternally with you. Amen.